Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And right now, we have with us on the line from Maine, Charlotte Isabey. Hi, Charlotte. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Stan. And I understand Barrett has got me talking about return of the draft.
Well, I think this is such an important subject. What's it going to take to awaken the American people?
I don't
know. How many boys are going
to
have to be killed? Maybe when it's going to be your father or your son or your brother who's going to be set off to fight in these contrived wars, because this is a totally contrived war. Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with the 9/11 attack. Saddam Hussein was kept in power by the American government. Anybody who doubts that needs to read my March newsletter and find out how time and again the Iraqi military tried to overthrow Saddam Hussein, and we always betrayed them. Now, why would we do something that stupid unintentionally? And I think, of course, that we wanted our troops in the Middle East at this time in history. But, of course, they're going to need an awful lot more boys. The morale is terrible. These people are exhausted. They're not trained. We're sending over National Guard people and the reserves who are not prepared for this sort of a situation because we have so few people in our active military now. And instead of bringing in the regular army out of Korea and Japan, why we're sending our boys over there to be slaughtered. And now they're talking about the draft. What's this about, Charlotte?
Well, you should see all the paper all over my desk, because we're trying to get this article finished so that it can go up on Paul Walter's website, News with Views, and it will be on WorldNet Daily as well. We ran into a lot of computer glitches because these computer illiterate moms like me and et cetera, they're four authors to this article, which is entitled, you're going to love this. The title of this is a great article. Uncle Sam wants you, your sister, and your girlfriend or wife. Universal National Service Act of 2003. Right? And so I've got all these papers all over, and we had all these computer glitches and these hyperlinks that didn't match. But Paul Walter is an absolute saint, and he, in a calm voice, after the authors had all been having hysterics all day long, informed me that he would be able to take care of all of these horrible problems with footnotes and hyperlinks. And
all right, well, let's get back down to the
now,
basic
Donald
elements.
Rumsfeld has said recently, November 6 and 7, the AP reported that 85,000 Army and Marine... This is why they need a draft, folks. We're getting the draft, but fast, okay? So AP reports that 85,000 Army and Marine combat forces, 43,000 National Guard and Reserve troops, and hundreds of Air Force and Navy Reserve specialists will be dispatched to Iraq next year. Additionally, in a measure known in the military as Stop Loss, both active and reserve Army soldiers designated for deployment will be prohibited from leaving the service beginning 90 days before they go to 90 days after they return. Reservists will be called up for a maximum of 18 months with a year in Iraq, said Defense Secretary Rumsfeld.
Hey, hold on to that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Charlotte Isabey talking about the return of the draft. Ladies and gentlemen, they want your children to die overseas. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. Now, I think that every American who loves this country should be prepared to fight for this country to preserve it. But this has to do with an invasion of America, not sending our boys for imperialistic wars over to the Middle East as the stepping stone to taking out Lebanon and Syria and Iran and Saudi Arabia to pursue the New World Order, because this is what it's about. This has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda, because, of course, Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with the 9/11 attack, and the American people really ought to know that. The 9/11 attack was to prepare us so we would be willing to go into Afghanistan, so we could put a pipeline through there. If you think we went in to get Osama bin Laden, then why didn't we get Osama bin Laden? Why is it that, we sent our people in, and then we wouldn't let them go after Osama bin Laden? We have articles quoting high Defense Department officials who said, our policy is not Osama bin Laden first, our policy is Osama bin Laden last. So we let him get away, and then, of course, we say, isn't it terrible that wicked Osama bin Laden, he just outsmarted us again. He didn't outsmart us again. We've consistently let him get away. The best enemy that could be purchased with Saudi money. And, of course, you have to understand that Saudi Arabia is financing this whole thing. And who is protecting Saudi Arabia? Why, the Bush administration. And now they want to send our boys and girls overseas. Charlotte, why don't you tell our listeners about this new program? Okay. Legislation is both in the House and the Senate, mm-hmm, for a universal draft.
Yes. Well, it's... I'll get into the article. I hope people tomorrow or the next day will go to newswithviews.com and look for this article, which, as I told you in the beginning, is called, has a wonderful thing of Uncle Sam, Uncle Sam with his finger pointing at us. Uncle Sam wants you, your sister, and your girlfriend or wife, Universal National Service Act 2003, and the legislation itself calls for providing for the common defense by requiring that all young persons in the United States, including women, perform a period of military service or a period of civilian service in furtherance of the national defense and homeland security and for other purposes.
Hold that thought right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course in both the House and the Senate there is legislation that has been introduced to reinstitute the draft so that we can send our boys overseas, not to defend America. This has nothing to do with defending America, and not only boys but girls as well. This is sort of an equal opportunity slaughter that we're talking about, and we're going to send these people over to foreign countries to fight foreign wars. You go back and find out this is what destroyed ancient Greece, this is what destroyed ancient Rome, and this, of course, what will destroy the American Empire. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, what we've said here is, after that particular quote, wow, notice the words in the last phrase, and homeland security, and for other purposes.
And for other purposes, that means, of course, imperialistic wars.
Yeah, well, it's exactly. Homeland security relates to preserving internal order, which is part of the 1961 Arms Control and Disarmament Act. We checked that out, and that's, we've got the direct quote from the State Department website, right? And for other purposes is open-ended and Orwellian.
In other words, what they want is to control the young people, force them into the military for 2 years, and then if they want to, they can extend it as long as they want to, as they're doing with our reserves.
Yes, but I think the worst part of it is that if they're also going to be required to serve as social workers in community service. And that really bothers me. It says that, if they don't want to be in the military, they will be in our, volunteer, whatever you want to call it. George Orwell did it really well. We've got a good quote here. It says, could this legislation and other similar service projects, Bush is big on community service, relate to the totalitarian future so brilliantly described by George Orwell in his book 1984. And George Orwell says, pardon me, sir, aren't you supposed to be doing your community service during this time period? Why are you working to put food on your own table when there are many to be served?
Now, has this come from 1984?
Yep. Don't you realize how important that is? That's Big Brother talking, okay? Now, what we're looking at has very little to do with the national security of the United States. This bill is extremely important. I believe it is. They are implementing a new form of government in this country right now.
Now, who is introducing this? Do we know who the legislature?
Yes, well, you've got, I think it's Rangel and some other, you know, people in the House. But the interesting thing is, if you go back, I want to read this going all the way back to the Scott Report. You probably remember Paul Scott. In 1970, luckily I found this. It's 1970, folks. Listen to this. All Americans, probably beginning somewhere between the ages of 17 and 19, would serve their country for 2 years in one of a variety of areas, including health and social welfare programs and the military. The new universal public service proposal was proposed by former Defense Secretary Robert McNamara just before he became head of the World Bank. That's 1970. And they said that it had been drawn up by the Kennedy whiz kids. Of course, Robert McNamara was one of them, and I think the Rothschilds, et cetera, as well, George Bundy. And they were all involved in the Arms Control and Disarmament Act, which is going to take away not only our guns, but all of our armaments, not necessarily being taken away, but given to the UN. Because it says very clearly there, and folks, what we're doing right now, this is a UN operation in Iraq. People may think it's not because there's been so much chit-chat between the UN and the US and France and everyone else. These are UN operations. These are UN peacekeeping forces. This is totally unconstitutional. When our children and our young people and your husbands and wives and all are drafted, they will be working under the United Nations. And that is exactly what was planned with the Arms Control and Disarmament Act. And what's great about this article, they can click in on the State Department website right in the beginning of the article, and they will see exactly what the plan was from 1961 on. And in 1989, as you know, Stan, our Congress went ahead and continued this, and leading conservatives, including Dornan, went along with this.
And now, is this the 7277 document?
Yes.
For complete and total disarmament?
Yep. State Department 7277, called Freedom from War, the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. And that was 1961, and it says exactly this. I call it sovereignty destroying legislation, calls for, quote, the disbanding of all national armed forces and the prohibition of their establishment in any form whatsoever other than, and listen closely, those required to preserve internal order, that's Homeland Security right now, got it, and this draft legislation, and for contributions to a United Nations peace force.
Well, yeah, of course, one of the things, stipulations in this State Department, a document, and I still have copies of that from 1961, 1962, was that they were going to disarm all the people of the world. The only people who would have weapons would be the Gestapo and the police and the military that would be used to control the populace, not to fight foreign wars, because we're going to have a one-world government. But this is how you control the people in the coming totalitarian strait.
Well, this is how they're implementing it through the 9/11. They had to have that first, and then all the other Homeland Security legislation, the Patriot Act, all that stuff, all that. And now this is the last nail in the coffin, because this will provide them with the necessary, excuse me, in quotes, peacekeepers overseas and in our communities, should we get out of line.
Well, I think it's important that people understand they're talking about taking your boys and sending them overseas
and
to fight, and girls, and taking them, sending them overseas to fight in foreign wars. And this is totally contrary to anything that is American. We are not an imperialistic nation. At least we weren't until people who are in control now got in power. But then, of course, Vietnam was an imperialistic war because we never went there to save the Vietnamese people. How can I say that? Because we financed the North Vietnamese during the whole Vietnam War. We financed them by giving massive money and loans and technology to Russia, who then financed the North Vietnamese. We wrote off the Russian loans, and Russia wrote off the loans to North Vietnam. We financed them so we could keep the war going at 10 years, so that we could change America. We never tried to defeat communism, but that, of course, is the only way you're going to get the American people to go along with this. And now, of course, we're not really trying to fight and destroy terrorism because it's being funded by Saudi Arabia. And I think it's so interesting, these recent attacks in Saudi Arabia. Has anybody stopped and thought that maybe these are being staged so that we will think that Saudi Arabia really is under attack by the wicked Al-Qaeda, which is being financed by Saudi Arabia? What's wrong with this picture? Unless if you go back through history, you'll find it's been done over and over and over again.
Well, yes, and the fact that they would use, I mean, the 9/11, that's such a tragedy, and whether it was planned or not, obviously they knew. But these, the plans to implement this draft, all of the restrictions on our constitutional rights, these plans have been in the works for many, many, many years. I mean, I read that quote earlier on out of, I didn't tell you that it was Winter Rockefeller's wife who headed up the commission that was, here it is, it says, during the Nixon administration, the little notice recommendation was made recently by a White House task force headed by Mrs. Winter Rockefeller, wife of the governor of Arkansas, and a political power in liberal Republican circles. See, folks, here we are, control right and left again.
All right, now, what was the recommendation for
her? Well, the basic idea the new president's committee would explore is that all Americans, and think of this in terms of what we're talking about right now with the draft, probably beginning somewhere between the ages of 17 and 19, serve the country for 2 years in one of a variety of areas, including health and social welfare programs and the military. And then it goes on, the Scott Report, while similar plans for a universal public system have been surfaced from time to time in the past, what is significant about the new recommendation, don't forget this is 1970, folks, is its timing and the group making it. Drafted originally by the whiz kids of the Kennedy and Johnson administration, who were responsible for the Arms Control and Disarmament Act, editor, the new universal public service proposal was proposed by former Defense Secretary Robert McNamara. We know about him, don't we? Just before he became head of the World Bank. At the time, the plan received a cold reception in Congress and was shelved.
Well, I hope
Recruits for the new social army, and this is what we're putting in now, too, would be placed in the school system, daycare centers, mental health and mental retardation programs, general health facilities, community service, police, fire protection, environmental and urban renewal programs, VISTA and Peace Corps. And we said, sounds familiar, doesn't it? In spite of the ongoing resistance, the relentless march toward global control keeps pressing ahead.
Well, I think that people have to understand this is long-range planning, and they know exactly what they're doing. But perhaps now, after 9/11, now after we've engaged in these wars throughout the world and we see our boys being killed, many people are going to say, we've got to get behind the government. We've got to support our boys overseas by drafting people here at home. I hope that this will be a wake-up call for people to understand that there's another agenda behind what's going on. And no man's wife or children or daughters are really safe in this. They're talking about drafting women, aren't they?
Oh, they absolutely are. You know, you just said it. You know, we really ought to have another title for this, or we could have a subtitle, which you just said. We could call it Another Agenda. Uncle Sam wants you, your sister, your girlfriend, or wife.
Well, I think they want our sons, and they want to be able
to
send them
overseas. Oh, yeah, of course, but that's taken for granted.
We'll be right back here with Charlotte. Well, let me tell you about some of the four tape sets we have. One special tape set is the Tuskegee Study, and it's four interviews with people who were involved with the Tuskegee Study, or at least who've gone into the background of this really most horrible of all American experimentation. We had the unique opportunity to interview a number of the men who were involved in analyzing Tuskegee Study, a government-sponsored study where 400 black men were recruited, and they had syphilis, and of course, what they did not understand is that they were not being recruited to be treated, they were being recruited not to be treated, and the government agents did everything they could to block those men from receiving treatment for their syphilis. Call today at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It's important that you understand that study so you can better understand the mentality of the men who are working behind the scenes in America today.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. By the time you reach the retirement years, the average American will be taking 7 different prescription medications. Wouldn't it be nice to stay healthy and avoid taking all those pills? One unusual molecule has been shown to be effective in maintaining health, allicin, the active ingredient in fresh garlic. You won't find much allicin in regular store-bought garlic pills, but you will in Alimax, the only 100% pure allicin garlic extract now being imported from Britain. Call 866-405-4000 to learn more about Alimax. That's 866-405-4000. Alimax.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I want to remind everyone here in the Monterey Bay area within the reach of my voice about our conference we're going to be having on the 29th of November. That's 2 days after Thanksgiving at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And Joan Paris will be going into the background of the Patriot Act, and you must understand what this is really all about. Do you realize the first 80 pages has to do with money and banking? Well, you have to understand that you're not being told the truth, because money and banking is the very crux of everything. You control the money, you control the people, and you control the people why you control the society. And then, of course, so many other things in the Patriot Act you do not understand about, and the government is not telling you the truth. And believe me, John Ashcroft has said, we do not have a Patriot II Act, and we know he's lying because we've read it, but they deceive these people, lie over and over again. They're going to call it the Victory Act, and it's simply a progressive expansion of the government control of our lives. They say, we need this to fight the terrorists, but it's not about terrorism. It's about increasing government control to go after anybody they want to. So they simply redefine terrorism. There's not one mention of Islamic terrorism in this legislation. And then we're going to have, of course, Dr. Robert Klink is going to be there talking about what's happening in churches across America. I'm going to be talking on what's really going on over in Iraq and why we are really there. You'll find this fascinating. We'll be talking about the Supreme Court and their decisions. We'll have a panel discussion. Brad Dacus will be there. Bill Sardi will be there. We hope that you'll be there as well. You have to call ahead of time because we have to know how many people are going to be there. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And make your reservation for the all-day conference on November 29th. That's 2 days after Thanksgiving. I hope we have as good a turnout as we did last year. But I will tell you, last year, I think most people really hated to see the day end. I know I did, but all good things have to come to an end. Hope to see you at the conference. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, our guest this afternoon is Charlotte Isabey. We're talking about the fact that they are planning on reinstituting the draft. Now, is this getting any play in the regular media, or we're only hearing about it through the alternative media?
Well, it's, we've been fortunate enough because of Canada. We did get, I'll read this to you, on November 5th, the Canadian Toronto Star reported something very important. We put this in the article, that on an obscure link on its website, the U.S. Defense Department issued a call for volunteers to sit on local draft boards, the first public call to reconstitute draft boards since the compulsory draft was abolished in 1973. In quotes, this is significant, said a former professor of strategy at the National War College in Washington. quote, what the Department of Defense is doing is creating the infrastructure to make the draft a viable option should the administration wish to go this route, end quote. Charles Pina, a senior analyst with the Washington-based Cato Institute, said, quote, I don't think a presidential candidate would seriously propose a draft, but an incumbent safely in for a second term, that might be a different story. And then you asked about the press. Again, here we have, according to Agence France Press, French, Republican Senator John McCain said we must deploy at least another full division to Iraq. This does not include the 15,000 fresh reservists the Pentagon is currently sending overseas to replace existing troops returning home. When the U.S. fought the first Persian Gulf War in 1991, it had 10 Army divisions ready to deploy at home as reinforcements. Today, there is just one division remaining in the U.S., and the U.S. reserves are stretched thin. So this is their excuse for it, and they will tell the American people that. That is about as much as we've been able to get, in the media. I mean, the U.S. media, we're waiting. But we have not been able to pick up very much.
Well, I think that's the reason I asked you the question, Charlotte, is that we're trying to get the American people to understand that there are certain things that the American media is not allowed to mention.
Correct.
If you mention it, you're going to lose your job. We have a wonderful book called Into the Buzzsaw by Kristen Borgensen, who is an Emmy-winning award winner for making documentaries for CBS, who tried to tell the truth about TW 800, and she, of course, could never get a job in the media again. Yeah. And these are 18 essays by people who've gotten the Pulitzer Prize. Mm-hmm. They cannot get jobs. Why? They've been blacklisted because they told the truth. And so the fact that we will read about this in the Toronto papers, in the French papers, but not in the American papers, is simply another example of how they're able to control what the American people think.
That's right.
And I think that when parents and grandparents begin to understand that it's all well and good for somebody else's son to go over there and die, but how would they like their son or their grandson to go over in this stupid battle that we never should have been in the first place, and we're sending our young boys over there, and we're not going to bring them home. Anybody who thinks that we're going to bring them home just as soon as the war is and there's resistance is stopped, the resistance is not going to stop. The plan is to keep our troops there permanently. How do we know? Because we've read the plan. It's up on the website, newamericancentury.org. Pull down Rebuilding America's Defenses, and of course you can get my article, March newsletter. It'll give you all the page references in that report where they tell you exactly what they plan. And who is in this little group? Who's making the plan? Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, John Bolton, the people who control the Bush administration.
That's right. Stan, we have a little action plan, and I'll read from that for people because I think it's important. I'd like, first of all, to point out that, tomorrow's Armistice Day. I call it Armistice Day, right? Veterans Day. And I tallied up from our statistics, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. This is just World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and Gulf Wars I and II. We've lost 808,000 servicemen in the field, in the battlefield. How many others have died? 808,000. So let's say a million. You know that a couple hundred thousand died from wounds, huh? All right. They fought for our freedoms, the freedoms we are about to lose. And I really hope that your listeners, they're all going to get in touch with their congressmen in regard to, I'll give you the numbers, H.R. 163, that's the House bill, and Senate Bill 89. They must never become law, and I'll tell you why. Let's take time to count some of the costs of this program proposed in what they call the universal, National is good. Universal could mean global, huh? National Service Act of 2003.
All right, you're going to have to sort of hold that thought. We're going to have to go to a break here. And when we get back, though, we'll welcome your calls for Charlotte Desjardins as we discuss the fact that they're bringing back the draft. They don't want you to know. That's why you're not reading it about in the paper. You may only read about it when it's a fait accompli and they're calling up your son or daughter.
you believe that there is an organized effort to dumb down children all across America as we see falling SAT scores? It's very easy to say, well, gee, we need to just spend more money. That'll solve our problem. Ladies and gentlemen, that won't solve the problem at all, because there is an organized program within the hierarchy of education to dumb down our children intentionally. Outcome-based education is a fascinating book written by Pamela Hobbs Hopker and Pat Lutzik, going into the background of the program of the humanists who gained control of the educational establishment of the United States to change the attitude of our children, to change their attitude towards God and family and country. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for outcome-based education. Once you understand what they're doing to your children, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. I just want to mention some of the items that we carry. Certainly, we carry a Phenopoly, and Phenopoly is a wonderful program to teach you or your children, your grandchildren, how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically, and it consists of 5 board games and 2 bonus games, and then we throw in a couple of books going into the background of how there's been an organized effort to use the public schools to dumb down our children, and as I said, to change their attitude towards God, family, and country, to make them believe we're a democracy, to make them believe that the government should be all-powerful, and the government is good, and we must submit our freedom to an all-powerful centralized authority, and of course to undermine their belief in God, and certainly to undermine their belief in the values that the parents hold. This is happening. It's happening intentionally. Phenopoly will teach the children how to read, the greatest gift you can give them. Most of the programs, $300, $400, $500, $600. This one is $139.95. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Phenopoly. And then we also carry the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. And this is 22 CDs, and everything's there you need to take your child from grammar school through high school graduation with a superior education. The only books you have to buy are the Saxon math textbooks, because the child really teaches themselves with this entire program. It works. Dr. Robinson used it with his children. These programs are out all across America. $199.95 for the 22 CDs. You pull down the lesson plans, the tests, the answers to the tests, the textbooks, Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer, all sorts of wonderful books there. If you want more information, go to our website at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, we hope that many of you will call us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan, well, right now we have with us online Steve Campbell is calling from Southern California. Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
I would like to start off by saying it's good to see you back on the Internet.
Well, I'm glad we got back on. Someday I'll tell you about all the problems we've had, but fortunately we're up working, and please tell other people I think we've got it licked now, finally.
Praise the Lord. But anyway, about this draft, how high up in age-wise are they planning to go, and are they planning on taking the flat-footed, the blind and the lame and that kind of thing,
right,
too?
Fine. How, what are the ages that they're talking about at the present time, Charlotte?
I think it's 18 to 27.
That leaves me out.
Yeah, but the thing is, the National Alliance of Business refers to this whole education and workforce training movement as kindergarten through age 80.
All right, fine. So, but this is how they're going to start
idea.
Anyway.
This is a seamless web.
All right.
Total control. And you should go to my website, you know, for that information.
All right. How do we get there?
Okay. The website is deliberatedumbingdown.com. And you'll find a lot in there in regard to the... Folks, you've got to realize it's not just the military that's going to control us. We're going to be controlled in our own communities by the police. They've got the new police programs, the community-oriented policing system, which is connected with the arms control and disarmament thing. We are in major trouble.
Well, we're in major trouble, really, yep. because they have their people planted in all of the local communities and boards and on the city councils and the boards of supervisors, and they have the full support of the local newspapers and usually the radio station. Not all of them. Fortunately, radio is about the last thing we have, but in our community, why the radio, pardon me, the local newspaper goes right along with this radical leftist agenda, which ultimately will be used to control us, as they did in the local Soviets and Soviet Union. And you think, oh, that could never happen here. Well, let me ask you, why, if we defeated the Soviet Union and we won the war, has Gorbachev been given a key place up at the Presidio, traveling across America, lauded and applauded, and working so closely with Stephen Rockefeller and Maurice Strong? Maybe there's another agenda we don't know about. As you see ever more government control over our lives, I think people ought to be concerned. But right now, Steve, why it only goes up to, what, about 24, 25?
27, I think.
27. But they can change that any time. Once they get it in place, why, they may very well take the lame, the flat-footed, and the blind. Anything else, Steve?
It's 18 to 26.
18 to 26. There you've got it.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks so much, Steve.
Okay.
God bless. Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to give us a call. And hopefully we're going to stay on that internet and keep letting people understand what's going on. Our guest is Charlotte Isabey. We're talking about the plan to resume the draft. There's legislation in both the House and the Senate, but they don't want the American people to know, because they don't want you to call your congressman and your senator and say, stop this foolishness. So what's the program that you've got laid out, Charlotte?
Well, what we've said is that let's just take time to count some of the costs of this program proposed in the Universal National Service Act of 2003. How might it affect our great children and grandchildren? And we've written these little, we've got these little points, bullets. Work or college plans could be postponed or interrupted. Marriage plans could be postponed and young families separated, adding to the stress and gradual breakdown of the traditional family. Career paths could be interrupted or aborted. The financial as well as social costs would be monumental. Surveillance and data tracking would multiply and become the norm, since the government would become a major gatekeeper. And lastly, our understanding of personal liberty would be radically changed, as people are trained to serve the state, the global government, rather than God, family, church, or neighbors. And we pointed out that all of us, you know, have much, much to lose, especially our descendants. I mean, we mustn't leave this legislation alone. And don't forget, it has been drafted. It is in final. It's just waiting to be popped out. And we want to catch it before it pops out. So that's why we really plead with the listeners to do everything they can. Go to tomorrow, newswithviews.com. Go there and look for this new article. It will be up on the website with a big picture of Uncle Sam with his finger pointing at you, the old poster from World War II. And download that, get the message out, and especially, just don't get it out, get your message to our elected officials. We will not tolerate this, because this is not a draft to preserve American sovereignty or our national security. This is a draft to fulfill the needs of the United Nations police force and the Homeland Security project to control us, dissent in our communities. And once you read the article, you will be able to make those connections.
All right, let's go to Charlie, who's calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hi, Charlie. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I wanted to run this by you and your guest. I'm still in the I'm right at the end of my service with the military, and I'm trying to get retired. But I was in the drill hall here a few months ago, and my eyes almost fell out of their sockets. They had a big poster on there, you know, Army of One, and it said on it, it had some guys with, you know, some machine guns and a helicopter. It said, people sleep peaceably in their beds at night only because rough men stand ready to do violence on their behalf. George Orwell.
You're not kidding. You know,
I asked the guy that runs the facility if I could have the poster. And he said, absolutely. In fact, that's what I was doing. I was looking for it so I would know the exact. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw. I mean, they're right in our face with this.
We need your poster.
No problem. How could I get it to you?
Well, my address, Stan, you've got my address.
I don't have it right.
I can give you my address. Call me. Just call me. I'll give you my number.
All right. Do you have email or I could call you?
That's a hard one. The email's too hard
all right,
to get.
Okay. Do you want to put the number out over the air?
Yeah, I will.
Well, go ahead.
Well, yes, 207-442-0543.
207-442-0543.
Hey. That's in Maine. And, yeah, we can use that poster or a picture of it. Right?
No problem. I'll call you and I'll send it to you.
Thanks very much, Charlie.
All right.
Bye-bye. And let's go to Nathan, who's calling here from Contra Costa. How are you doing, Nathan?
All right. Where have you been?
Well, I've been... you haven't heard me on the Internet, but I've been here.
Okay.
But we are back on the Internet, hopefully for good now.
Okay. Well, it sounds a lot better, so the sound quality is very good. Listen, I remember my eyes almost fell off my socket when I saw that they were talking about reinstating the draft. Of course, that's right along there with dropping the native born citizen requirement for being the president as one of these sort of abominations I've been seeing lately. I'm beginning to think more and more that they were right about this fear of a large standing army. And this is no offense to our servicemen and women, but...
Right.
I think that we might seriously consider going back to the old anti-federalist. Frankly, either the Federalists or the anti-federalists would be shocked at what's going on today.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't necessarily have to choose between them. But some of the anti-federalist arguments about going back to state-level standing armies and armies independent of the president, and I wanted to get your guest's opinion on that, and I'll take it off the air. Thanks very much.
And, of course, what Nathan's asking is, should we have sort of a state National Guard that the president can't call up to send off for his wars overseas, where Halliburton is making, they're selling gasoline to the military at almost $2 a gallon, whereas you can buy it locally for 60 or 70 or 80 cents, and they're just cleaning up. And he's even passed a new executive order that you can't prefer criminal charges against the multinational corporations that are over there fleecing the government.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's... what this fellow who called in was talking about, I think, a standing army. Well, I'm afraid that what we've got now are our marvelous military out there. They're being instructed to do things they never dreamt that they would have to do. We go into a lot of detail on the one where they're being trained in Israel or whatever in Israeli terrorist tactics. And did you read that one where one of our GIs in Iraq, sitting on a tank or whatever, they were bulldozing a farm because they suspected the farmer of supporting some terrorist act. They that's what you call collective punishment. They learned this from the Israelis, new forms of terrorism. And this GI, like your friend who called in, they have brains and they have feelings. He was in tears watching what he was being required to do. This new military is something that many of our young men... My son was in the first Gulf War. I know what I'm talking about, the Marines, right? And he's just absolutely appalled by what he knows is going on now, what our military are being required to do. But your caller was talking about a standing army. We don't have anything now. I said it earlier. We have one division left in this country to protect us, and that's because it's not to protect us. They don't care about us. Otherwise, why would we only have one versus we had 10 back 10 years ago during the first war?
But, Charlotte, we have our troops in South Korea. We have our troops in Japan. We have our troops in Europe. We have our troops in Uzbekistan, in Afghanistan,
why
in Iraq, and throughout Africa.
We have
troops in 120 nations throughout the world to defend America. Come on now.
What a joke. I mean, when are we going to wake up to this? As I pointed out, how many wonderful men and lately women have we lost in these wars? And you know as well as I do, Stan, that there hasn't been a war since World War II, which was, and I question World War II, too, because of Pearl Harbor and all, but we've lost all of these relatives of ours. 850,000 or something that I checked the Veterans Affairs statistics who went there believing that they were fighting to preserve our freedoms. And surely they were. They did believe that.
Yeah, well, I
and
think a lot of people went.
Is, they weren't. The plan has never been that. The plan has been to do us in as a free, constitutional, sovereignty-abiding country.
Well, let's go to Jeannie, who's calling here from Aptos. Hi, Jeannie. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Charlotte, it's so good to hear a woman with passion.
Well, that's why I had her on.
Yes. And women are so powerful, and I think it's time for the women to say no more. And so the women ought to band together and just write to their congressmen. And I think our congressmen, like Sam Farr, I think we ought to draft him and put him in the front line.
Well, I think that with a little pressure, Sam Farr would vote against this legislation. At least I would hope that he would. And even though I don't necessarily like Sam Farr, on this, I think he'll be on the right side. What really bothers me is I think there are an awful lot of Republicans, and I believe in what the Republicans should stand for. They seem to have forgotten, but an awful lot of Republicans are going to vote to back this up, because if they don't, they won't get any help to get reelected from the Republican Party. And I think it's about time we had people who want to represent us rather than the power elite, who provide the money to the Republican Party and the Democrat Party so that they can buy the politicians, so that they can control everything going on in the country. They control both political parties. I just hope that there are enough Democrats and Republicans who will vote against this legislation. But, you know, Jeannie, what's happened is Barrett Schoes and Charlotte, and who else is in on this little...
Oh, well, Detroit marvelous. Thing? Mary Thompson, who's been involved in California, by the way, ever since the early 70s, brilliant researcher who gave a speech to the Republican women in 1972 trying to stop the planning, programming, budgeting system that Ronald Reagan implemented, which is outcome-based education, totally geared towards the international curriculum. Mary was the first. Mary Thompson. She's very brilliant. We pulled her in. I feel those girls have gone a little bit on vacation today because I think they saw the computer problems coming. But Mary contributed. Barrett contributed. Jenny Baker from Texas, who is number one expert on the dangers of vouchers and school choice. These are all-time researchers. All four of us got together and decided that we had to stop this thing.
All right, fine. So, Jeannie, the women are there, and you're going to have to help them.
Well, I was in the kitchen, but what are the bill numbers again?
Oh, hold on just a minute. I've got to get that.
Because you said it so fast that...
H.R. 163 was one of them.
Yeah, 163 is the House bill, and the Senate bill is 89, and the title of the bill is Universal National Service Act of 2003, and it's been holed up. It's in committee since January, and is getting ready. You see, they wait until there's this great need, ha-ha, like John McCain getting on the Jim Lehrer show, huh? Acting like he's one of us. Whereas the big need, we only have one division left here. We've got to have more of our servicemen going out there to fight this war, which is the purpose of which is to preserve our national security. Hmm?
And
so they have to wait. They weren't going to bump it on us last January because we weren't in the war yet, were we?
And, you know, this Lieberman and this Christopher Dodd, and
yep,
they are very well connected with the Marxist communists down in
yep
Central America.
You're right.
So we have to put this out, and the women are very powerful.
Yeah, well, if they would just get involved and coordinated, and this is what we hope, if everybody out there listening will write to their congressman and call their congressman and email their congressman and fax their congressman and let them know under no circumstances should they vote to be able to draft our sons and daughters for these imperialistic wars.
Exactly.
Maybe we ought to put... Diane Feinstein, and Barbara Boxer on the front lines, too.
Well,
you could also write collecting garbage, because part of it is social work and in our communities. I would put the women into the garbage collecting.
All right. Well, I think the important thing to do is to write our elected representatives and just tell them we're against this and we're going to let everybody know what's going on. And isn't it a shame that somebody's keeping this out of the American media?
Yeah, it's the first time I've heard of that. Thanks so much, Charlotte.
Thanks
You're
so
welcome.
Much,
and don't forget to go to newswithviews.com tomorrow.
Okay.
And it'll be up there. That's newswithviews.com.
Paul Walters. Tomorrow or the next day, and WorldNet Daily.
All right, fine. So Barrett Chosett just emailed me her article, and we'll be doing a program with Barrett later this week. And we're going to keep hammering away at this until we've got this exposed all across America. So, ladies and gentlemen, go to newswithviews.com, pull down the article that's going to be there, and help us do what Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly are not going to do, and that is let the American people know that they intend to draft our sons and daughters. Well, we've only got about a minute, half a minute left. What are your parting thoughts, Charlotte?
Well, my parting thoughts are that this is a major issue that could turn things around. It's possible we could get everybody on board with us on this one. So, folks, don't let this pass without doing something.
God bless you. Thanks so very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And our guest has been Charlotte Isabey. I hope that you've enjoyed her. Charlotte's always a pleasure to have with us. We've interviewed her on Skull and Bones. She knows all about Skull and Bones. Her dad and her granddad were in the Skull and Bones. She knows about what they're doing to the education. She was in the Department of Education during the Reagan years and found out that they were planning to deliberately dumb down our children across America. We'll be right back here in just a moment to wrap up this afternoon program.
Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City? Well, a very important video is the cover-up in Oklahoma City. And it really consists of film clips that were actually taken from video footage shot during the first 2 or 3 days after the bombing. And you'll actually hear the commentators in Oklahoma City talking about the second bomb, the third bomb that had been disarmed. Now, if they were actually disarming bombs there, why didn't we hear that throughout the rest of the country? You'll actually hear an interview with one of the gentlemen who was in the Murrah building at the time that the bomb went off, and he had time then to jump underneath his desk before the blast blew in from outside. Obviously, there were two bombs, one inside, one outside. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I want to tell you about a couple of the other items we carry. One of those is the big Berkey water filters and the Berkey light water filters. And if you don't like the taste of your water, you're buying bottled water, you're wasting an awful lot of money. You can get a Berkey water filter, either the big Berkey, which is made of stainless steel, and the water goes in the top, about 2.5 gallons, goes through ceramic filters that are packed with activated charcoal, comes out the bottom, and certainly most of the heavy metals and the pesticides and the herbicides and so many of the things you don't want, the bad taste, is gone. And people love the big Berkey. It's been around for 150 years, used by missionaries throughout the world. They're $239.95 plus $10 shipping. If you buy them through us, you get a video or a 4-tape set, but they're not available in California and Iowa. If you'd like to get something that is available in every state but Iowa, why, you can get the Berkey Light. That's made of Lexan, and that's actually transparent, and it's what we have. You can actually see the water level, which is an advantage. The filters are called the Black Berkey filters, and they really do a much better job. They're water purifiers rather than water filters, and they'll take out almost everything except for fluoride. And if you want to get your fluoride out of your water, or the arsenic, or MTBE, why, you need to get a special attachment. They call them post filters, and you can get them for either the big Berkey or the Berkey Light. The Berkey Light is $199.95. If you want to get lights for it, it's an extra $60. You're not going to use them, and in most circumstances, if you want to get them, they're great. You can see them up on our website at radioliberty.com, but the Berkey Light is $199.95, $10 shipping, and you get a free 4-tape set, or you get a video we've produced. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported. And if you're out there listening to us from across America, we hope that many of you will decide right now that you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us do what we do as we reach out across America. 5 hours every day, and our weekend program goes to 35 stations with the news behind the news, the information you don't get from Rush Limbaugh, Bill O'Reilly, or Dan Rather. And do not believe what the media is telling you, that Fox is the conservative answer to the liberal media. Well, it's really not. But they've got to give you the impression you're hearing the truth. That's why you need to, of course, support Radio Liberty, because we are a voice. It's a small voice, but it's a growing voice, and with your help, we'll expand it even further. So if you want to join the Radio Liberty family and get our four best tapes of the month and our monthly newsletter, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like to get a free copy of our newsletter, we'd be glad to send you the October newsletter, which summarizes Ron Paul's excellent report on neocons. It's called Neocon, A Call to Arms. That's Neocon, A Call to Arms. Just give us a call. We'll be glad to send you a free copy. We hope that you'll go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, where you can now listen on the Internet to our programs 5 hours a day. And then you can pull down our archive programs. You can pull down our newsletters. You can go there and you can look at the various things we offer. We actually offer the Big Berkey and Berkey Light products if you want to get them. And you buy them through us, well, you'll get a four-tape set or a video that we produced. So give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. But go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Tell other people about our website. Tell them about our radio programs. And even call your local radio station and see if they'd be willing to pull down our radio station, or I should say our satellite program, and put it on their radio station. Again, that's RadioLiberty.com, www.RadioLiberty.com. Let me mention the conference we're going to be having. It's going to be on the 29th of November. It's going to be all day long from 8:30 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. And we're going to have speakers, wonderful speakers on the Patriot Bill, on the apostate church, on what's happening from the health point of view, what's happening as far as Christian persecution, the war in Iraq, the Constitution, the Ten Commandments. All of these things are going to be covered in, and much more. We're going to have a panel discussion. And if you want to come, you're going to have a reservation. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Bring your friends. Bring as many people as you can. We'd love to get a full house there. It's the 29th of November, 2 days after Thanksgiving, here on the North Shore of Monterey Bay, certainly one of the most beautiful areas in the entire world. And again, the number to call to make a reservation, 1-800-544-8927. And we do hope, of course, that many of you will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which explains the spiritual battle in which we're engaged. That you'll want to get our video. It's called Iraq, The Untold Story, with information that will help you understand that all the wars of the last century were purely contrived, and the common goal behind them was the New World Order, the New World Religion, because that's really the primary motivating force behind everything that's going on today, preparing the world for the rule of the coming Antichrist. And then we ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. We ask you to pray for revival, because if the American people don't turn back to God, do you know any reason why God would ever bless this country again? Look around and see what's happening and ask why God hasn't intervened and brought his wrath on this country. So far, I think it's only because of his love for us, but his justice will not sleep forever. And so we ask you then to pray for my ministry of Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until next week, or I should say tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye. May the Lord be with you.